Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Hitchcock picks up the ball and throws it to Stevens, who tags the runner out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zorrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zorrilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock catches it and throws to first to double up Pretty. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick moves to third. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Judnick scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Potter moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potter bunts towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Hefner covering. Safe. Judnick moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judnick scores. Hitchcock moves to third. Potter moves to second. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mancuso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Vernon scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace is walked intentionally. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Spence. Grace moves to third. Pretty moves to second. One out. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Pretty scores. Christman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.